You're listening to Irish Sports Talk.
Hello, guys. This is Irish Sports Talk, and I'm Randall. And joining me today is Notre Dame commit and soon-to-be freshman, Jamion Franklin. Jamion, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How about you?
I'm doing good. Enjoying the warm weather here in Indiana. So for once it's warm, and you don't have to worry about recruits in the cold weather. So.
right.
So, Jamie, you're finished up high school, and you're getting ready to head to Notre Dame. Just tell us a little bit about how you're feeling. Are you ready for the big move?
Yeah, I'm definitely ready. I've been preparing to earn this opportunity for 4 years, and now is the time to finally come. But it's almost right in front of my face as far as leaving and actually being a student athlete at the university. So I've been taking steps day by day in order to prepare myself for the run.
And do you get some kind of off-season workout from Notre Dame? Do they send you a plan and give you an idea on what they want you to do until you get to campus?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We get the Bayless Bible in the mail. So we got one for the spring, and then we just got the summer menu.
Very good. Has that been pretty tough, or do you take it easy on you guys?
Oh, no. There's no such thing as easy with Bayless. Everything's definitely a challenge. It's a whole different aspect than high school lifting. So I've enjoyed it. It's been a challenge for me. I'm a gym rat anyway, so anything that actually challenges me, I enjoy.
Have you, going to Notre Dame, you visited Notre Dame quite a few times, and just going there and talking with the players and seeing the difference in the strength program, have you noticed the difference in the last 2 years, or it'll be the second year?
The what?
With the new strength conditioning program at Notre Dame,
have you
kind of seen a difference there at school and the players?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You can definitely see when you visit there, he has his transformation book there. He'll show you the players after getting there, and then he'll show you them 2 months later. And you can definitely see the transformation, man. The stuff that he does works, and that's why he's so hard on the guys, and he preaches everything that he practices.
Yeah, it seems like everybody in life, improved quite a bit, and the players especially noticed the difference, and they've tweeted out pictures, before and after, and definitely a good move made by Brian Kelly there.
Absolutely.
In your high school career, you shot, put, and discus throw. Just tell us a little bit about that. You went to state, is that correct?
Yeah, I went to state. So I've been, since I started freshman year, I've been in state every year, and I've gotten to play better every year. So it was just a matter of finishing it off strong this year, which I did with 2 state titles and the shot put and the discus.
Very good. And I know last time we talked to you on the podcast, your dad was pretty sick, and you actually donated some stem cells, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
How is he doing now, and how's that been going?
Well, by the grace of God, he's getting better and better every day, man. And it's definitely a blessing to see my dad getting back to himself. It was a rough couple months. I think it started all around October. So finally getting him home in January. It's been a long road, but we're starting to finally see him get back to his own self.
That is awesome. That is good to hear. And do you think you expect him to come up to quite a few of your games this fall?
It's going to be hard to keep him from not coming to the games, man. I know him. He's going to be trying to get up there as much as possible to come last and play, considering the fact that he missed out on a majority of my senior season.
Okay, that makes sense. Well, we're hoping to see him there in good health. So, talking about getting to Notre Dame, you're coming in as a freshman. What are your expectations for this upcoming year, as far as playing, or what are you kind of expecting for this fall?
Well, I definitely expect to get in there and do my role. As a freshman, they've got already experienced players. So I know what I bring to the table, and everybody there also brings something to the table. But I definitely expect earning my spot into the rotation that knows.
Very good. And on kind of changing the subject here, it's but NBA playoffs, and we talked a little bit about on Twitter about Cavs.
Yeah.
And I had to ask, who is your favorite NBA team?
Oh, well, you already know. I don't really have a team, but I'm a LeBron fan, so wherever he goes, I go. And, you know, it's kind of the thing, like, same thing with the NFL, you know. I like the Ravens. That's my hometown team, but I really pick out players and I have favorite players because for as an individual, I'm always trying to better my game, so I'm watching guys and picking up on what they do. So, I mean, I'm not known to LeBron on the court, but I like to think of myself stealing a couple of his moves when I play pickup games.
Very good. He did get a scholarship offer to play at Notre Dame, but I don't know that. Yeah. So that would have been an interesting situation if he would have pursued football.
Absolutely.
And so you've been watching the Warriors, too. I did see a tweet the other night. You said if the Rockets lose, you're going to get a haircut. Did that happen, or where are you at on that?
I mean, I'm kind of like a theory guy, you know, and I've been watching over the years, and you know who won the college football playoff this year? Alabama, and every other year that they've won, LeBron just happened to win a ring. So I'm sticking by with LeBron's going to get a ring this year. It's not going to be easy, but I think he's going to get it done this year because it's the same old team he's faced, and he's been playing at an elite level. It's just all about what his teammates are going to bring to the table because it's the team he has.
Yeah. And oh, go ahead. And after watching the Warriors and the Rockets game seven the other night, you had tweeted out something about if the Rockets lose, you're going to get a haircut. Did you get a haircut, or are you still working on that?
I got a haircut, but not necessarily to the extreme of what I tweeted. You know, I had to do a poll, and, you know, I got to keep the ladies happy. A lot of ladies voted to keep the mohawk, so I'm going to keep the mohawk for a little bit longer at least.
Okay. Very good. Yeah, I thought that was kind of funny. I did tweet there's a, I think it's a Browns player tweeted out that if the Cavs win the finals, he's going to give everybody that retweets his tweet a jersey.
A jersey, yeah. I've seen that. And then I saw today Joe Thomas, he commented that if the Cavs win, and he's very confident in them, he's going to buy everybody a signed Curry jersey or whatever jersey that they want. So, I mean, those are guys with a lot of money, so I have no doubt that they can pull that off, man, even though the extreme amount of retweets.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're definitely getting the retweet.
Mm-hmm.
One last thing with your at Notre Dame career, did you already pick out a jersey number, or is that something you'll decide once you get there?
It's a process where I have to talk to Coach Kelly, get it approved, and talk to Elston and see what's available, so I'm sure that the week that I get there, we'll all come to a conclusion on what I'll be rocking this year.
Okay. So do you have – would you get a certain number that you like to wear, or is it not that big a deal to you?
Well, it's a big deal always, but my 55 double nickel's taken at the moment. So right now it's just a matter of what I'm going to get.
Okay. And 55, actually, a guy that's playing at your position. So.
Yeah. Nothing personal. Only good.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Damian, for joining us, and we're excited to see you get to Notre Dame finally. I know you've visited quite a bit and been pretty active in recruiting trips. Other guys are there, but it'll be exciting to actually see you there and compete with the guys on the field. So,
absolutely, man.
Thank you for taking the time to join us, and good luck in your Notre Dame career.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you guys having me.
No problem. And one more thing, where can the fans follow you on Twitter or social media?
Oh, you can follow me on Twitter at Jamion_Franklin or on Instagram at J_Schmoney, Schmoney.
Very good. Okay, thank you, Jamion, and you have a good evening.
You too, man. Take care.